Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and joining me, we have here Rihanna Mano Pena. What's up, Ri?
Hello over there. I am on a new setup today, so apologies if the sound or visuals are not what you're accustomed to. But in case you're not aware, Danny and I are mid-move, and we will be for the rest of the year, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have some temporary setup changes coming, but the same great old GTR content headed your way.
Yes. Actually, look, you can see the mess behind me, but we're actually going to be moving in a couple of days. So my setup is also going to be different. And it's temporary. This is temporary until December. So by the time we come back in January, during, you know, the holidays, we take a break. We're going to have a better setup and everything. So we're going to have everything set up. So, but for now, we're still going to be recording content, you know, and all that. So just bear with us until all the changes comes up in the future. So, all right. So we're this episode, we're going to be talking about Animusha Way of the Sword. That game is coming out actually early September. I know it got moved because there's so many games coming out around that time. And I had an opportunity to play the game recently. I went to an event here in Los Angeles, and I got to hang out with Capcom team, got to play the game. It was like a new level. Also, there was like a boss battle there that I played for the first time. It was very, very tough. And for the first time, they had the Nintendo Switch 2 version available for hands-on, which I recorded it, and I'm going to show it to you during our conversation here. But Ri, I know you got to play the game back in June. This was during Summer Game Fest, right?
Yeah. I got some time with hands-on, and I got to say, the original Onimusha came out 20 years ago, or the last Onimusha came out about 20 years ago, so It missed me. I'll say that. I was old enough to play it, but just wasn't playing that type of games. Like, you know, the action RPGs were less my jam. I was fully Halo Call of Duty girl back then. Mm-hmm. But we saw the teaser for it was at Summer Game Fest.
Summer Game Fest, yeah. It was, we played it. I know there was an event before Summer Game Fest. Yeah, and then there was
then the following year, this past Summer Game Fest, we got hands-on.
Yeah, there's a demo coming out publicly for anybody to try it out.
Coming soon.
No, and it came out already. It came out, the demo.
Came out. And so, as you mentioned, that first week of September, before majority of the madness, this is available for people to play. And besides just stating the obvious that Capcom is really cooking lately, I am really excited to get my hands on this full release, because this is right up my alley now. And I don't know what my experience would have been with Onimusha if this had not been my first game. I know a lot of people have, you know, a lot of nostalgia, very fond memories, but a lot of times when you have those older series that come back, it does not really hold up. And this one feels like it would. Uh-huh. Me being a newcomer, it is everything I want in an action game. It's everything I want in adventure. It's fun storytelling. It has beautiful art, really interesting characters and art design. And it truly is one of those games you could get lost in like the best way possible. And the bit that I've played, I guess I would say maybe like a combination of like 3-ish hours so far. So not a lot, but excuse me. I really like the I don't know why this is something that surprised me so much. Maybe if I had played previous Onimusha game, it would have been something I expected. But this game was funny. Like, there's a lot of humor in it. There's a lot of, you know, tragic storytelling, but it doesn't feel heavy. It's very light. It's very approachable. Mm-hmm. I'm actually pretty decent at the combat, which was impressed with myself about, because I put it on regular. Like, I didn't change the gameplay mode. I was tempted to, because a lot of times in a hands-on environment, it's easier to get through the whole thing if you lower the difficulty. But I didn't, and I smashed it. I beat it with time to spare. So like I said, I went back and played more. And I was just very impressed with myself. And the demo station, they were all like, oh, you're actually pretty good at this. And I was like, okay, yeah. Like, who knew Onimusha was like the series for me? And I'm tempted to try to play previous titles, but I really do think I should just wait for this one in September.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Really cool. I didn't know about that. People were like, oh, great job. Yeah, because I know there was a lot of demo stations available during Summer Game Fest. And I didn't get to play during that event because I had like multiple things happening at the same time. I had a different appointment. But when I got to play it at this event, that was a lot of fun. I had a great time just playing it. I was doing a lot of things quickly. I was, you know, exploring, you know, battling with the enemy against the enemies. And then later at the end of the demo, there was also a boss that I just couldn't beat it. It was just taking too long for me. And I also wanted to have time to play the Swiss 2 version. So sure. I was like, oh, you know what? I'm going to stop it. I could do this at home. You know, I like to continue and beat the boss like that if it was me playing at home. Yeah. But I stopped and then I tried the Switch 2 version. Actually, this one, I'm going to show you the video. And sorry for there was like lighting. It was very hard for me to play this game like this and record at the same time. But, you know, just want to show you real quick. This is the actual video of me just trying out the Switch 2 version. This one is targeting 1080p, 30 frames per second. I think in TV mode is a little bit more. So I believe like maybe 40 FPS on this one. This is just me exploring, just testing it out. The next video that I have, yeah, it looks really good, right? Like graphically looks good. It was very smooth. I know there's a feature where you could also use the Joy-Cons for sword slashing. And also if you want to like shoot your arrows and everything, I just didn't want to do it. Oh, right here. I was putting the volume higher. Look at my little pretty face there. I was trying to also focus on the audio. I want to hear how it's like the sound. Cause I know when you play the game, you have the option to change it to Japanese audio or have English dub, like English audio in this. So you could also same thing with the subtitles, but this is really good. Like I really, really enjoy like how it looked on the Switch 2. Let me see if I could show you another one here. Give me 1 second. Let me go over here, fast forward a little bit. So, again, this is the area that I'm exploring. It's a lot easier. Like it didn't feel like I will get lost in this game. It was super easy, like to find. You could open up the map, check the location where you have to go. There's gonna be a lot of like hidden areas where there's like items that you could collect, you know, for health or whatever. So like for example, here I came. It was locked. I couldn't continue here. So I had to figure out a way how to get to that area. So right now I can't go to here because it's not available for me to go and open. Right. So I was just exploring, just figuring things out. See, I was just checking the map and so on. So that's something that I think people are going to be doing a lot in the game. Just trying to figure out like, okay, how can I go to like this certain areas? This, like I said, there's a lot of things that you could find this hidden. It could be weapons. It could be like stuff that you could use for like for battles, for health, for everything, you know. So I know you like to do that, to explore and just find all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, and to be clear, this is a linear game, but they're chunks of the world that you can like explore a little more freely. So like you saw in Danny's gameplay, that gate is locked. There's probably a way to go around it to the other side, you know what I mean? So like this area is a quote-unquote open area. However, the story and the gameplay will still be linear through your gameplay experience. Mm-hmm. But I do like the limited exploration because I do find like wide open Assassin's Creed style games a little overwhelming these days. So it is cool to see this tighter experience where you know a few things are trying to do, like a couple objectives in this one little spot. Mm-hmm. And until you do them, this is your house. This is where you live. Like you're just trying to find every corner, nook and cranny and to see what experience points or, you know, upgrades that you can happen upon in other little corners of the world. And as if you're watching the video, as you see Danny starting to do the combat on the Switch 2, I do want to quickly touch on it because it was surprisingly intuitive for me. And I don't have that experience very often. As you all probably have heard on the channel, I play a lot of puzzles and a lot of shooters. So action combat games are a little less my wheelhouse. But the way they do the sword play in this one was just super, super organic, for a lack of a better term. And what's really cool is that you have this called the Oni Gauntlet, which is where you see absorbing all of the experience points or the spiritual energy from the fallen enemies that you've just defeated. Mm-hmm. And that's how you manage like your health or like your power and all that stuff. And it's a really nice pace of, you know, slash, 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 beat 'em up, suck up some health, suck up some experience, and then slash, 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 suck up some health. Like, and you kind of have to balance how often you're attacking and then draw back and kind of regroup. And it almost feels like what I imagine an actual fight would be. I've obviously never been in a sword fight, so I'm not an expert. But it does have a nice pace to it where you start to feel like a rhythm that's almost like breathing, where, you know, you kind of lean in, fight a little bit more aggressively, and then take a step back, regroup, figure out where the enemies are, activate your gauntlet, suck up some energy, some health, and then go back for more. And I really liked it. And it felt like it was almost like not leading me through the combat, because it was, you know, fairly challenging enough. I'd probably turn it up actually in real life. However, it made it more interesting than just like bouncing from enemy to enemy and then moving on. Like, it felt more like I had more agency to make decisions about how quickly and how aggressively I moved. And I was rewarded for stopping and like taking a beat in between fights, which was really cool. Mm-hmm. And then I also really love the dodging and the countering and the parries. Yes.
Parries is awesome.
Especially during the boss fight. Like, the parries in the boss fight, I felt like such a badass when I would parry like the boss's big, huge, scary swings, and I'd be like, oh, no, I hit you now. And I was able to pull it off. Like, there's so many games that have a parry system where I feel like I don't get it at all. I feel like I'm saying doing the right thing. I feel like I'm pressing the buttons at the same time every time, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. In this game, it is so predictable and consistent, for in my experience, that I really felt like I was getting better at it as I played. And there's so many games that just don't get that right for me, that I bounce off of them super hard. Like, it really nailed the sweet spot between difficult but still rewarding when you do pull something off.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you, did you got the opportunity to like enhance your abilities and like upgrade and all that stuff? Like, I know there's areas where you could go save, that also will help you to like travel different like locations, but did you get the chance to also enhance your skills, abilities, and all that stuff?
Not really. I was just fighting, honestly. I just went straight through. The cool part is, maybe this is again too easy for me, but I didn't need to. I didn't feel like I had to in order to get through. For now. Yeah, now, granted, I only played, like I said, a few hours. So obviously there will be a lot more challenge. Mm-hmm. They made it maybe a little bit more approachable for a hands-on
for
event.
The event. Where, yeah, I think so too. Because,
you know,
where
they got people who maybe aren't as good at the games like I am to play it and feel excited about it. But it worked. I mean, they made the right call.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be mad if the difficulty was raised a little bit, because I do want to tinker with it. Did you get a chance to do a little more of the upgrade paths?
I did. So not the Switch version. I did it for I played the PlayStation 5 version. On that one, I was just experimenting to see, because I was focusing on my attacks, you know, sword fighting, you know, like all that. I didn't even bother with bow and arrows. Like, I didn't bother because I'm just not good with that at all.
Sure.
I'm more of a sword guy, so I was doing a lot more of that type of skills. Now, for the Switch 2 version, when I played, I noticed there was a lot more stuff already unlocked. I don't know if somebody did that before me or what, so I just left it like that. Here, I only have a certain limited time to play this version right here, so I just wanted to see, like, the feeling of playing you know, attacking, moving around, and so on. I didn't even bother with the motion controls at all. And I think overall, the game feels really, really good on the Switch too. Like, I was also thinking about it right now. I might get this version, because I did the same when Resident Evil Requiem came out earlier this year. I requested the the Switch 2 version instead of the PC or Xbox or PlayStation 5. One is because I wanted to show people, like, look, it doesn't matter what type of console you have. If the gameplay is good, I recommend to play that. You know, so like this one was smooth. I had a great time. Yes, loading might be a little bit slower. Like it might take a little bit longer compared to like the other ones. But still, like this game looks great. Like I had a great time playing it overall, you know? So like it doesn't really bother me. I might get the Switch 2 version of this one. I've been thinking about it for like the now and also when I was playing it for the first time too.
You know what? You're tempting me because there's also something about the Switch 2 that's unique across all the different consoles and handhelds, mm-hmm. and that you can hold a Joy-Con in each hand if you want.
Yeah.
And I know we have some friends, shout out to them, they know who they are, who play with just the Joy-Con in their hands. And I remember one of those friends was telling us about them playing all of Hades that way. And my mind could not get around it. Like, how could you play a game that is so, so intense, like Hades, with your hands separated? Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't compute until you try it. And I've been playing another Nintendo Switch game, Splatoon Raiders, that way most of the time when we play together or even when I play on my own. And there's something about being able to sit with my shoulders relaxed and my head back and my hands kind of resting naturally on either side of me, but still holding a full controller that is just like a lot more comfortable these days. And I don't know, I could see me maybe playing this game and other action demanding type of games this way, simply because that Switch 2 setup really does make it so that you can be as comfortable as humanly possible while you're playing.
Yeah, I agree. I prefer to play on the Pro Controller. Like, I'm a Pro Controller guy. Like I feel like the Joy-Cons, if I'm on the, you know, traveling, I will play that because that's like for easy for me to travel. But if I'm playing on TV or have the screen just right in front of me, I'll use the actual Pro Controller because it feels a lot more comfortable for me while playing that. Yeah, so
maybe it's because I got small hands, the Joy-Con.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Another thing that, and we'll talk about briefly here, but, you know, now that we're moving and we've been traveling and so on, I feel like having handhelds like the Switch 2 has been very easy for me to continue playing my games. Like I don't feel like I'm missing out. Even it doesn't matter if, like, let's say playing this game for the first time or whatever, once I get it and I'm playing the Switch 2, it's gonna be easy for me to review the game because we're on the go. You know, we're expecting a baby in October, so it's a lot easier for me to play games on handheld mode. You know, so
on a laptop too,
or like the ROG Ally X, you know, that type of thing, of handheld. So I see myself getting this version, Onimusha, for the Switch 2 version because of that. Even Call of Duty, I'm thinking about getting it also on the Switch 2 and also PC.
It might be a bridge too far for me. It's
really
so hard for me to play Call of Duty on anything other than an Xbox controller because that's the only thing I've ever played on.
But if you have the Pro Controller, if you have the Pro Controller, it's different. It's a different conversation.
I don't know, man. That XYAV mix
Hey, it's all good. I want to try it because
I'll give it the old college try, but yeah, I don't know.
But I do want to say Capcom, I think this is like their year.
Oh, yeah.
It's back-to-back great games. You know, I really, really love Resident Evil Requiem. And like I said, I played the Switch 2 version on that. Onimusha looks really good, has potential to have a lot of great positive reviews because the game is a lot of fun. I didn't experience no like bugs or anything like that during the hands-on event on both versions, the PlayStation 5 and the Switch 2 version. I can see myself playing this Switch 2, like 100% I can see myself. You know, graphically, yes, it's a little bit different than the other consoles, but it's okay. At the end of the day, if it plays good, it feels good, and it's smooth on screen, that's what's important for me. Like, if it's something that's going to ruin my gaming experience, I will not recommend, but I didn't experience that at all. I think this is good.
Yeah, agreed. From what I've seen. And I might be in that same boat with you, so we'll see.
So you might get the Switch 2 version instead of the Xbox, PlayStation 5, PC?
Might.
Okay. All right. But now we know. Now we know. But I just want to say thanks to Capcom for giving us the opportunity to play this game early. I'm very excited to play this. I know it's coming out September 4th. That's in a couple of weeks, actually. So stay tuned. We hope most likely we'll have a review of this game on the podcast. So stay tuned. Everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode of Gamertag Radio. Remember, if you would like to send us questions, feedback, and so on, you can give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. Actually, I'm going to play the voice, the actual audio of us promoting feedback and questions.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Yes, yes, yes. If you would like to be part of our show, make sure to call us, leave a voicemail, and we'll play it here on GTR. And we're going to be out here until next time. We are out. Peace.
Bye.